The Bear Task Force met in Haines, and Skagway Traditional Council distributes relief money to tribal members. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. The stories and more are up next. There will be a couple of changes to Skagway's emergency assistance and economic stimulus payments. August's checks won't be as fat. Skagway residents received the first month of $1,000 relief and stimulus checks in the mail in June. But in August, they'll only be $500 checks. Borough Manager Brad Ryan introduced the change at last week's assembly meeting.
So my intent is to cut the August payment by half for everybody across the board, with the hope that people are, still living all right off of their unemployment and the current checks that they've received.
Ryan said the borough will reduce the payment now so that more money is available in the winter months, when it is more likely to be necessary. Ryan said the reduction will only last for a month. It is in response to a higher-than-anticipated number of applicants and the addition of an extra month to the program. Nearly 900 residents qualified for the first round of aid.
I'm a little concerned that we're going to run short on funds if we fund the grant program as well as the community assistance checks.
And there will be one more change. The checks won't arrive in the mail any longer. Residents will have to pick them up from City Hall in person. That's to ensure the aid money is only going to Skagway residents who are actually in Skagway. Last month, Haines police killed four bears that they say posed a safety risk after repeatedly damaging property and entering structures to access food. The Haines-Borough's Bear Task Force met this week to discuss ways to avoid negative interactions with bears and how to improve local efforts. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Last year, the Haines-Borough Police Department saw a dramatic increase in the number of calls it received related to bears. Most came in the fall when numerous residents reported bears damaging property and rummaging through dumpsters. Since then, the borough convened a task force to come up with ways to resolve issues that residents have been having with bears. One of the first problems it sought to address was access to garbage.
We've been busy over the last few months for sure.
That's Craig Franke, the manager of Community Waste Solutions. For years, the local landfill in Haines has been a source of food for many bears. At the Bear Task Force meeting on Tuesday, Franke said the situation has improved.
We've changed our process up here through the winter. So we're no longer burying anything up on the landfill that isn't attractant to bears.
Community Waste Solutions is keeping all organic material inside. Franke said the municipal solid waste that can't be composted is getting baled and shipped out of the community. An electric fence now surrounds the inner waste processing facility, but Franke is still trying to find the time and money to install an electric fence on the perimeter of the landfill. Outside the landfill, the community's dumpsters have been made more secure.
Most of the residential and all but half a dozen or so of the commercial dumpsters are now retrofitted to some sort of lid tie-down.
Since these improvements were made, several residents have experienced property damage when bears tried to access fruit trees, chicken coops, compost piles, and freezers. A few local residents who called in to the task force meeting felt that police have not been doing enough to enforce state and municipal laws regarding bear attractants. Last year, HBPD issued no citations for unsecured bear attractants. This year, local police have cited two people. Haines Police Chief Heath Scott said that his approach is to focus on education and that he ultimately defers to Alaska State Troopers and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game when it comes to these issues. Fish and game biologist Carl Koch added that under state law, it can be difficult to cite people until there is a complaint or an incident with a bear occurs.
My understanding is we can't cite them until they've actually had a bear in the trash can or had a bear, in the freezer.
A local ordinance passed 10 years ago prohibits Haines residents from causing, allowing, or maintaining a bear attraction nuisance. State law prohibits negligently or purposefully feeding wildlife. The task force's chair, Derek Poinsett, suggested that local laws could better define what a bear attractant is, or there should at least be more efforts to educate the public.
I do just feel like people just aren't really clear on what they're doing wrong, and just start there as to some examples of what these things that you could get a ticket for are.
By the end of the meeting, the task force agreed to begin an education campaign about bear attractants and to clarify the legal requirements for securing them. The task force also recommended that the borough assist Community Waste Solutions with the completion of an electric fence for the landfill's perimeter. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The municipality of Skagway is distributing monthly aid and stimulus checks, but tribal members have the option to choose Skagway Traditional Council's program instead. Skagway Traditional Council, or STC, received $500,000 in CARES Act funding. The federally recognized tribal government is distributing the money among its 63 eligible members. Tribal Administrator Sarah Kinjo-Hisher said the program is need-based.
We're just trying to make sure our members aren't hurt from this pandemic and are able to sustain themselves through the, you know, the next winter coming, and try to reduce the hardship as much as we possibly can.
Tribal members who are 18 and older with complete enrollment applications who live in the United States are eligible. Each member who meets the criteria and demonstrates financial hardship due to the COVID-19 pandemic qualifies for up to $7,000. That's roughly equivalent to the amount of money a Skagway resident who is not a tribal member could get from the municipal program. STC members that live in Skagway must choose between municipal aid or STC's program. They may not receive both sources of funding. Tribal members who don't live in Skagway still qualify for STC's program. Kinjo-Hisher said STC has already begun distributing the money. Unlike the municipal program, which is distributed in the form of personal checks, STC spends the money for members. And members don't have to reapply each month.
We just do a one-time application only. Everybody tells us where they want the money to go to and the amount and their account numbers. And from there, it's internal process. Once the application is all approved and complete, then we submit checks to those utility companies or rent landlords and whatnot.
It's not just for utilities, rent, and mortgage. Kinjo-Hisher said qualifying uses include medical purchases, groceries, or increased child care costs. The program is ongoing through August 31st. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.